I trained you. I know your weaknesses. And I yours. The clouds parted, and a shaft of moonlight glinted off Robert's weapon of choice. A one-edged blade combined the power and weight of an axe with the versatility of a sword. The end curved slightly into a deadly point, one which William had seen penetrate tightly woven chainmail. The heavier weight of the weapon gave Robert an advantage over the lighter two-edged longsword that William used. But Robert would tire easier, especially now that he'd been knocked from his mount. And no sooner had that thought crossed William's mind than Robert charged him, swinging his blade like a battle axe, aiming for the horse's legs. William retreated, realizing the greater threat. Take out their horses, and even if they did survive, they could never get back in time to warn the king. A hard thing to do, giving up the advantage. But William knew it was his only chance. He dismounted, slapping his horse on its flank, sending it off. Fitzhubert and the rebel knight squared off, swords clashing. He faced Robert. The two men sidestepped, round and round. William examined Robert's metal tunic, hoping there might be some flaw in the mail. Why? He asked between blows. He needed answers. He intended to survive. Robert eyed him, shifting the weight of his sword in his hand.